American independence.
Well, we're busting all kinds of heat records across the U.S., and people are melting as far as their patience is concerned in the East, especially in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Virginia, and parts of New Jersey, because they don't have power, and they haven't had it for 4 days. Oh, my. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's just a little kaleidoscope of what's happening across the country. Now, in the West, it's been about fire in Colorado. Way too much land is going away, being burnt to a crisp in areas that they've had to flee. 3,000 people. There's the Waldo Canyon fire, which has been absolutely devastating, charring 2,000 acres plus. It's 50% contained at this point. Thank goodness for the fabulous firemen who are always so willing to jump on a plane and come across the country and help out a fellow fire brother and try to do whatever they can to lend a hand on these fire lines, because that's made a huge difference. They're starting to be able to save some neighborhoods, but it's been absolutely devastating to some very beautiful scenery in this country. If you've never been to Colorado, I got to tell you, it's just green with giant trees. Other than the Northwest, I don't think I've been to another place with such wonderful, just eye-popping greens, but now a lot of that is lost. The Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar, was able to speak. He surprisingly wasn't on a trip somewhere like he was. I'm making a sarcastic reference to BP when everything broke loose with BP, and he was already out the door, and he was with his family at the bottom of the canyon in Colorado doing the white water thing. This time he was around to talk about the fires in Colorado. Here's what he had to say.
We have some very dry conditions with some very heavy fuels in a number of different places. And so it's going to be a continuing effort. We're still going to have several more months of having to go through some very tough times unless the weather changes here over the next couple of weeks, and we don't have a predictor on that. It's important that people be vigilant, that they make sure that their homes are fireproof. And by that, you essentially have to clear brush and trees around your home.
All right, I can't argue with that. That's good advice. That's part of the problem for some people, because then it's easier to get for that fire to jump on and get to the house. It's still so surprising to me what has happened, knowing that Colorado is on fire, literally, big chunks of it anyway, that people are running, leaving homes when they're told to evacuate at the last second. You got to get smart to that kind of thing. You got to know how to have an emergency evacuation. It does bring up the thing of teaching your family what to do in a fire or a boom. Where are we meeting? Here's what we do. Even though this is so unusual and probably will never happen in our lifetime, what if we do get separated? What if you're somewhere else? Boom, 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 boom. Because that was a big problem with Waldo Canyon, where there were people in and out and blocked off and trying to grab photos and soccer balls and crazy stuff. And luckily no one was killed, because that's the concern, that somebody, you know, sneaks back in. Sneaking back in, for some, this is what Obamacare is all about. Others say, let's just move on. Can we move on to another issue? In fact, if you pay attention to the Kaiser Family Foundation's poll, it showed that 56% of Americans want opponents to move on. Now that the Supreme Court has ruled it constitutional, let's go. Let's just go. Democrats, not surprisingly, say, let's move on. 82%, in fact. 51% of independents say the same thing. 26% of Republicans. That's how they arrive at the number that they arrived at. The foundation, of course, does say that 7 in 10 Republicans, which is almost 70%, say they want to see the law stopped. That's what they want to do. And that's also shared by 41% of independents and 14% of Democrats. And then they're divided on other things, on the justice's decision and all that other sort of stuff. It's about the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. That's a big part of the campaign for Mitt Romney and certainly Republican candidates who are running, because the seats that are up in the Senate and all the House seats are up, by the way. If something changes in the White House and the Senate changes and the House is still, even with every seat being up, still is more, is slanted with some extra seats to the Republicans, that would be the only way you would see the flip in health care, I think, for now. It doesn't mean it won't be challenged in the future. It doesn't mean that once a heavy tax burden is slammed on a lot of people, that they won't be furious and you'll see things change in the future. But how long, I don't know. I think at this point, it is about they're moving on down the road, and there's no way to flip it. There really is no way to flip it unless you see the numbers on the Hill change and in the White House. That's the key. That is the key. Governor Rick Scott of Florida says he's not going to implement Medicaid expansion of this Obamacare law. He says, I can't do it. I can't do it because my state can't afford it. And it's about jobs, and we've got to repeal this thing, because if not, it's going to cost taxpayers, it's going to cost Floridians $1.9 billion. So think about Medicaid and Florida and why it would cost that much. Of course, because they don't have the money. They're not going to be able to do it. So is the governor of Florida right that you'll run out of money, that you'll have to ration care by underpaying providers and doctors and hospitals, and then pretty soon you don't have access to care? And the thought is, especially on the older scale, that eventually what happens is you go in and you have something that's wrong with you, hip, knee, some other thing, and then it's a question of, can we afford to do this to you? Can we afford to pay for this? And the answer is you're not healthy and young, so yeah, maybe not. That was that whole so-called death panels thing. So fixing health care, I mean, you know, listen, it's about this consumer thing, and we know that. If you need competition in business, with competition, what happens? Prices go lower. Prices come down. That's a proper way to say it. And a lot of times the quality will shoot up, and the reason is because, okay, you have better prices, but the quality has to be there because there's lots of alternatives. So the thing to do would have been to erase the state lines, but that didn't happen. So we have to deal with what's in front of us. And Medicaid in Florida, that goes hand in hand. It's going to be a big problem there. Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, says he's not going to implement it for similar reasons, because he says we're not going to apply for the grants to get things rolling with the health savings accounts that are going to be set up. I shouldn't say accounts, really exchanges. That's the word that's being used. We don't think it's the right solution. We don't want to pay for it. We don't want to go for that grant. So we're not implementing it. We're not doing it. We're just going to roll forward and that's it. And what does the federal government do if they don't apply for the grants? That will be the interesting part of full implementation, and that's scheduled to be in 2014. So this year's election is really the last chance to repeal it before it kicks in. If you want to weigh in, you can. 855-266-HATE. We'll tell you what's coming up at the tail end of the hour next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Care. We're going to talk to a doctor who says, look, it's simple. Do some wellness things. She talks about how she got off pills. You know, that's my big thing with Extendivite and using Extendivite because to me, excuse me, that was about garlic and cayenne and all the other herbs in it. And it was natural instead of ending up like too many people with heart problems, and also Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's the only thing that I take, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is great because it's got all the supplements that I need that I don't have. I didn't take any multivitamins or any of that kind of stuff forever, and that's giving me more energy without a doubt. So anyway, this doctor is coming on to talk about there are preventative things that we can do that people just need to do. And she doesn't blame it on people. She blames it on doctors not saying that, not really pushing that whole thing that, you know, it's not hocus pocus. It's look for rainbow foods of different colors when you go into the store and think of, you know, apples and watermelon and bananas and mix it all up, and same thing with the vegetables. It always sounds so easy, doesn't it? So we're talking to the doc, and then we're going to talk to a lawyer who filed a lawsuit for, on behalf of Cause of Action, and which is a nonprofit group out of D.C., and this is over the FDA trying to regulate, basically, pregnancy. Wait till you hear this one. Just more bureaucratic nonsense. Doesn't make any sense. So she'll dive into why. Why do we care about that? And why was the lawsuit filed and whatnot? That's coming up on ATN. But before we go there, let's talk a little bit about, and we're going to be talking about health care for a long time. We know that. About what does it mean, the implementation of it. Because that's the thing. How much is your premium going to go up? How are older people going to get hit? What doctors are going to opt out of Medicare, for example? What doctors are just going to dump completely out of the biz? What does it all mean? And are we all wrong? Can you imagine if it was all wrong? Oh, man, this is the best. Here's the thing. With government, it's really, listen, it's a necessary evil, right? There's things you definitely need the government for. You need the federal government to provide certain things. But that's why I'm more pro-state power, more Tom Jefferson-ish, because I think, and even with the states we see problems, but you have a better shot at the state level, I think, than with the federal level. And the amount of mountains of gates that you have to go through, gatekeepers, is ridiculous. So the problem with the implementation, I think, is going to be all of that. Is setting up these state exchanges. What does it mean? How much is it going to cost? What about all these people who were promised everybody gets health care, but then you're going to get fined? We'll see, because how does it shake out? And how does the coverage, what happens to the coverage? Are you still getting the doctor you want, or is that doctor bailing because of the web that they're now connected to? I don't understand why there wasn't even a shot at going the competitive route. Why not go the competitive route? Give it a try. Give it a whirl. See what happens. And if it just blows up, then go in a different direction with a 2,700-page law that is unmanageable. That's going to be 3, 4, 5 times more than predicted. That's what the Congressional Budget Office is saying. And they're not, supposedly, it's nonpartisan, not Democrat or Republican. And they're saying, swaying in either direction, they're saying that those numbers are going to be much, much higher. So who's paying for it? It's always about that. Who's paying for it? I mean, we can dream up wonderful things all day long that we would love to see here in the United States, but then it's always, well, what's the cost? How much is this going to cost us? Let's break it down. And so for most people in Florida, the governor of Florida anyway, is saying it's going to be $2,100 a year more for families in Florida when 2014 arrives and this whole health care thing rolls over. That's what it's going to cost you to insure everybody. Only good thing is the pre-existing conditions. No matter what was out there, that still would have been something that I would want to see in there. But then it also becomes the same thing. How many pre-existing conditions? How are you paying for it? You know, all that kind of thing. You can bet that coming up in future shows, and we did talk to Jeff Atticott just a couple of days ago, it seems, about the Egypt election results. And the fact that you have Mohamed Morsi as now the president, and what does that mean, Muslim Brotherhood? They're saying a return to Islamic culture. So what will happen with democracy? Wasn't there supposed to be a democracy theme running through here? I don't think that that's going to last very long in Egypt with what Morsi is saying. It's very, very doubtful. And while that's going on in Egypt, you have Assad, who is saying that there's regret over the downed jet. He's saying, and this is, of course, the leader of Syria, saying he didn't shoot down, Syria didn't shoot down, or he wishes his country did not shoot down Turkish jets. Because what happened is a Turkish newspaper flat out said that, they shot down these jets in international airspace. That's where they were when they briefly strayed into the Syrian airspace, and that happened June 22nd. Assad insists the plane that was inside Syria's space was flying in a quarter that had only been used by Israeli planes three times in the past, so that's why they did it. And Turkey responded by deploying anti-aircraft missiles on the Syrian border, and they've scrambled jets several times. They said the border was approached by Syrian helicopters, so it's a mess. You know, 100% it's a mess in Syria. You have Assad saying he didn't do this and they didn't do that, and yet you have all these massive amount of people who are women and children and et cetera who are being killed. So you got to figure somewhere in the near future, whether it's deny, there is a play with Syria. Something is going to happen with Syria. The United States somehow, even though they're saying no, somehow the United States is going to end up bombing or jumping into this if things continue the way they're going in that country. Then the question becomes Iran. Depending on what happens in our presidential election, look for Iran to be the long play next year. Even in Aviation Magazine, there was a piece about that they're for sure we're gonna drop a bomb eventually on Iran, and this is because of that whole nuclear thing. And even with the worm, the spyware, that kind of stuff that blew up in our faces once there was a leak from the White House and that was reported, Iran is definitely the play. And despite so many people wanting us to back out of Iran, I don't think that it's going to happen. I mean, they've already, just the other day, they claimed that they launched long-range missiles in an exercise because, you know, that's what they're trying to threaten. They know that this is close to coming to a head, that something's going to happen here. So they reported that they had several long-range missiles capable of hitting warships, our warships, in the Persian Gulf, that they would hit them. And this is the warning. This is the warning that, okay, this is just an exercise, but just so you know, this is how far the reach is. So beware, U.S. All right, we're bouncing back to healthcare and what you can do to take charge of your health anyway on your own. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
As we continue to discuss what now has happened with healthcare after the Supreme Court ruling going into the future, now what does it mean? We've had lots of different people on to start to dissect this. Joining us in the wings right now, a very tired Dr. Carol Villanueva. She's tired like the rest of us because it's hot. It's hot no matter where you live. And thank goodness, at least in the great state of Texas, there's no power outages at this point. Like all of you on the East Coast suffering through that with trees down and power lines and all that kind of stuff. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, you know, one of the things with healthcare is, and one of the things that you keep hearing about, but not really hearing about, it's a very strange deal, is prevention. What is preventative medicine? I mean, what if we didn't have to take, I talk about this all the time, what if you didn't have to take so many pills and cart them around, and all these people that are having heart disease and heart attacks and all the things that they have to take and how scared to death everybody is with cholesterol. There has to be a better way because everybody just keeps getting sicker and sicker. You're a doctor. You see it. How much, it seems like all we do is talk about prevention, but there's no real tools in the toolbox, or at least people aren't picking up the tools. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with those statements, and I think that that is a general shortcoming of our healthcare system in that we talk about preventative medicine. We talk about preventing these diseases. We even go as far as saying what to do about it in terms of saying, well, first-line therapy is diet and exercise. However, for most physicians, that's where it stops. You say, I recommend diet and exercise for you. Little, if any, tools beyond that are given to a patient. So they don't have any direction on where to go with that. So in turn, I think that it's lip service in many senses, and we don't see any outcomes from that. What I have found to be extremely beneficial is to create lifestyle medicine programs to help patients do this. So to give them real tools, to give them laid out diets, to work with nutritionists, to give them even just food lists and say, here are certain items that you can eat, and give them guidelines and recommendations on that. And that is a way that not only can we prevent illness with that, but we're seeing reversal of chronic diseases, many chronic diseases. I mean, reversal of type 2 diabetes. We're seeing reversal of hypertension. We're seeing reversal of cholesterol problems. And, I mean, I myself am a great example of this. I was taking a statin and needed, was requiring medication based on data that says, well, you meet criteria based on numbers. However, once I really changed my diet with vegetables and plant sterols and a few supplements, I was able to come off of any medication and all medication, and now in fantastic health and take no medication, no prescription medication.
Wow, good for you. Doc, you know, supplements, I'm starting to hear this from more people. What are some key supplements that you think people need to take? Because I think people get confused and then they don't know what they're taking. And we're all back to the Flintstone vitamins because we have no idea. What is it that like, you know, somebody, let's say 30 and above, needs to take? What are some definite minerals that would help people out right now today that are listening to you?
The top four, I would say, are a good quality multivitamin, mm-hmm. a good quality fish oil, and I mean EPA and DHA, and probiotics, a good high-strength probiotic, and most people need some sort of vitamin B3 supplementation. That one I do recommend following levels with a physician, though, because that is, it's very rare and very difficult to potentially overdose, but it is possible, so I do recommend following up with a physician.
Right. And you mentioned the supplements and, of course, more vegetables. And, you know, you always hear that eat your vegetables. But for some reason, people don't pay attention to it. So I like what you're saying. You're saying what you're doing and the whole idea of wellness is you really specifically drill it down for people. So somebody comes in, they're the patient. You really talk to them. You give them this roadmap. So here's your little map. Take your map with you, and it'll be so easy. Because really, people are that busy or have no idea, and you and I both know it, that they won't pay attention so much. It's like the old food pyramid. Oh, here's the food pyramid. They do stories on it in the national news and on shows like mine or whatever. And people hear it, and it goes one in one ear and out the other, doesn't it?
That's right. And I actually don't put the fault on patients completely. I think because of our society and because of our healthcare system, people are oftentimes set up to fail. I mean, we all see the influences for bad health and for bad diet. It's easy to eat poorly. It's convenient to eat poorly. And not to mention that most of the processed and bad for you foods do have some components that are biochemically addictive. So the more you eat unhealthy, the more difficult it is for you to change those habits. So to truly create the behavior change in folks, to really be able to either create true prevention if folks are in a state of health or wellness. And to have any chronic disease reversal, the challenge that you really are requesting and requiring significant behavior change. And so oftentimes this does include forms of counseling and direct, regular contact with patients to check in and see how they're doing and what the challenges for them in particular are. There's basic things that are easy to recommend with food, even just as simple as cutting out refined sugars, eating more fruits and vegetables, and what we call eating the rainbow. Try to eat the rainbow on a regular basis. And that is trying to pick fruits and vegetables from every color group. And oftentimes if you follow your senses in terms of if you walk to the produce section of the supermarket and you say, I am really gravitating towards all the red stuff today, whether it's strawberries, red peppers. It may be that you're deficient in something that red fruits and vegetables are able to provide for you. So we say, you know, shop your senses, but try to hit eating the rainbow on a regular basis.
Wow, I like that. So, I mean, that's a good thing to keep in mind. If you just remember that, then when you walk around, I mean, think about it. You obviously know this. You look at different things especially with vegetables, it's the same thing. Different colors. You know, with squash, you have yellow squash, and you could put that in there. You mentioned peppers, and you have red. Peppers are great for you. You know that. And green pepper, too. Why not? I mean, you can really mix that up. That's a good way to look at it. All right, everybody, remember that, the rainbow. How big, Doc, is sleep? Because I think people are walking around like zombies. I think sleep deprivation leads to a lot of things. You're the doctor, you know more than me. Is that where how all this whole pill thing can start and we get on that big pharma track?
Yes. I believe that sleep is crucial to any medical problem. In fact, I almost always start with addressing sleep. You're just not going to make headway if quality of sleep is not good. Several people sleep but don't sleep well or have several problems around sleep, whether it's difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep. But that is a huge factor for many folks, and most of the times that stems from adrenal gland problems, or oftentimes it can, not necessarily most of the time.
How much sleep do we need?
I recommend a good 7 or 8 quality hours.
Doc, are you kidding? 8 hours? What? How do we do that?
I know. For most people, that is hard, but it is changing habits too.
We can't save that up. See, I used to have this theory that we could be like bears, and if I got 20 hours when I was really exhausted, then I could just be like a hibernating bear, and then that would count for the hours in the next couple of days. But that's not true. You have to have them daily.
That's right. Your body is amazingly resilient. So in times of acute stress or acute need, your body will be able to sustain you, and it probably wouldn't do too much damage. But for chronic patterns, that's where we see problems. And you know that with our lifestyle in the United States, it's difficult to, many people are under chronic stressors and things that start out as perhaps an acute stressor and change our lifestyles for what we would think to be short term can easily be turned into chronic problems, and we see that often. And sleep often starts out that way, where you kind of develop habits that you think are just for a short period of time, but it can cause longer term problems for people.
Yeah, so watch that. Try to get that in a row and, you know, uninterrupted, whatever you have to do to have that happen. Doctor, you were just terrific. The rainbow sticks with us, I think, for all of you out there going to remember that. Remember the rainbow, just little baby steps. Try that when you go shopping. Dr. Carol Villanueva, and you can catch her at, she's actually a primary care physician with Medical Family Circle in Forney, Texas. Doc, thanks so much. Continued success, and keep pushing the wellness thing.
Great. Thank you for having me, and I wish everyone a healthy life.
Thanks, Doc. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Question for everybody. Do you believe it? Should the FDA be regulating pregnancy? What? How about that overregulation in private decisions? I'd say that's a big one. Cause of action steps up to the plate again. Our pals over there, they're suing the FDA. We've got with us now in the wings, we spared no expense. She's in our virtual green room putting down that latte because, you know, in Washington, they're sweating it out now with the power outages. But Amber Abbasi joins us. She's the chief counsel for regulatory affairs at Cause of Action. Hey, Amber, how you doing with these outages in Washington before we dive into it?
Just fine. We've actually kept power on the whole time, so we've been working away.
Good for you. All right, so tell me why the decision to sue. What are the grounds for suing the FDA? Would you flesh that out for us?
Sure. So the FDA created these regulations, and the intention was to prevent communicable diseases, to preserve public health. But when the FDA is using regulations in a way that is infringing on people's fundamental constitutional rights, we thought that a lawsuit was the appropriate venue to vindicate those rights. And so we filed that suit today in the Northern District of California.
Yeah, and this is because they're imposing crazy regulations, is that right, with the that's specifically geared toward or aimed toward private sperm donation, is that right?
Yes, the idea is that we want to be able to preserve people's right to make private choices, agreements between private individuals without the government interfering or trying to step in, you know, and say that it knows best. So if you, on a, you know, a person you know, instead of, you know, want to have a child together, instead of going to a bank, maybe paying a lot of money, perhaps, you know, having to use an anonymous donor or somebody, you know, that you're not familiar with, you know, if your choice is to have a child in this particular way, you know, normally the choices that people make when they want to start a family are respected. And so we think that the government, in the same way that it respects most people's procreative decisions in terms of who they get together with and who they have children with, ought to respect the decisions of the plaintiffs in this case.
So the big problem is how they're labeling everything. Am I correct?
Yes. The problem with these regulations is they're using sort of a one-size-fits-all regulation to come down on individuals. These regulations are very properly targeted at, you know, a commercial sperm bank or a fertility clinic, someplace that, you know, is part of the regulated medical profession, you know, staffed by professionals who, you know, are accustomed to following FDA regulations. But when you start getting it to the level of saying that an individual person is a, quote, manufacturer of human cells, it sort of swallows up any kind of reasonable breaks on enforcement. I mean, at this point, the government has made us all sort of manufacturers of our own cells, you know, potentially.
Yeah. And do you think, so this is unconstitutional is what you're saying, right, the overreach here?
Yes. We believe that this is a violation of several provisions of the Constitution, substantive due process rights, equal protection, commerce clause, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. There's a whole slew of constitutional violations here, and we'd really like the agency to step back and recognize that it is enforcing these regulations improperly.
Yeah. Do you think this scares off people, too? Because now that's more hoops, I guess, in a sense, that the actual person or even couples or whoever, in the case of fertility clinics or whatnot, this overreach or this overregulation could kind of, I think, ward some people off. Is that part of the problem, too?
Yeah. If you're trying to start a family in an unconventional way, you know, you're infertile or your partner's infertile, and, you know, you're already in a very tough position. To have the government come in and try to tell you that the choices you're making aren't the right choices for you, and that, you know, you can have a kid and you can start, you know, you can start a family, but only if you go to a government-approved facility or deal with a government-approved individual who's jumped through all the right hoops. I mean, that's a serious chilling effect on people exercising a fundamental right, something that's really part of, you know, it's integral to the human experience in many ways.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you think, Amber, somehow this kind of, I mean, you're a lawyer, you're filing the suit, you're going through the steps, you talked about why unconstitutional and whatnot. Do you think somehow, because of so much that's going on anyway coming out of Washington, that this got lost in the sauce and people don't realize what's happening with this? Because I would think this would be a huge story.
Well, it became a fairly well-known story when the FDA first started enforcing these regulations against an individual. A few months back, they issued an order, which is on the FDA's website, if anybody's interested, you know, declaring that a particular individual who was, you know, donating to women on a private basis was one of these, quote, human cell manufacturers and, you know, needed to either follow all the FDA requirements or shut himself down. And so, you know, that was fairly well publicized at the time, but because this deals with such a delicate issue,
yeah.
I think a lot of people aren't comfortable maybe talking about it, but it is nevertheless a really serious issue and that affects people in a really fundamental way.
Sure, and because this could be the first step, too. You don't know how far this would go. I mean, like anything else, once you kick in some regulations, where else does this reach? There's other possibilities of things that could happen. And again, that people aren't aware of, even if the initial story breaks, but then what happens? What's the aftermath of this? What do you think the timeline is, you know, this, how court moves, and especially on this kind of thing. What do you think the timeline is before you hear something?
Well, you know, it's hard. It's always hard to say with the courts, but, you know, we filed our complaint with the court today, been assigned a judge, and we're going to move forward with that, and hopefully in the next few weeks we'll get to hear the government side and see how they try to justify their decision to jump in and regulate how people want to have children.
Yeah. When you do something like this, I mean, you obviously have the Constitution and you go through certain hoops that you mentioned, but will you also look to bring people? I mean, will you look to call people? What kind of witnesses and whatnot would you call if you were going to present using witnesses?
Well, this case is actually fairly unusual in that the plaintiff is an anonymous person.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, as I said, this deals with a really delicate issue, something that's sort of part of people's private lives. And so, you know, we don't think beyond just establishing that the individual that we filed on behalf of whom we filed the suit does in fact, is in fact affected by the regulations, that she does want to start a family in this way and that she is being prohibited from doing so by the FDA. I mean, this is a fairly cut and dried legal issue. It's about how the court is going to read these regulations and then see how they play out, you know, in the real world and say, oh, well, you may think that you can reach this far, but you can't. I mean, part of what is so objectionable about these regulations is that they, you know, the many, many regulatory hoops that they set up, there's an exception if the donor, the private donor, is a sexually intimate partner.
Mm.
Now, this is a term that the FDA created.
I get you. So if it's the partner, then that's different versus if it's somebody going in and choosing, you know, XYZ, whoever the person is, anonymously, however they decide to do it. It's different if it were... It, like, I'll say in the situation if it's a couple, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, I guess the issue that comes up here is where does the government get off telling you who your partner is?
Yeah.
Or if your level of intimacy is good enough.
Yeah.
Because that's what we have, you know, the woman on behalf of whom we filed the suit, you know, she believes that the relationship she has with the person who's going to be the father of her child, hopefully, is a very intimate partnership.
Mm.
But the government has said that this kind of relationship, you know, doesn't qualify. Of course, they don't have a definition of what it is, so they can't tell you what does qualify, but they can point to your relationship and say, oh, well, that's not good enough.
Oh, I like that. They don't have a definition of what it is. Very well said. So the FDA regulations on sperm donation causing consternation for sure. Cause of action right there, playing it out. Amber Abbasi, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Good luck with the suit.
Thank you for having me.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.